reflected in the increased cases we detect in Singapore. In January this year, we detected about 11 cases of measles in Singapore. This is compared to 2 cases in January last year. So in these 11 cases that was diagnosed in January, about 7 had travelled in the recent past. 1 was actually a tourist, and in fact 3 were young children below the age of 12 months. So because of that, we decided to step up public health measures. But the good thing is that actually in Singapore, we have actually very high herd immunity in our population, more than 90% actually. So the vast majority of us, because of our mandatory vaccination program, are already immune. But why we're stepping up public health measures is because there are still small pockets of people here who either because they are immunocompromised and unable to mount a response and immunity against measles, or because there are children below the age of 12 months who have not yet received their MMR vaccine, the measles vaccine. So what are these measures that will be implemented? First, there will be mandatory notification, because this is something that we have practiced for a long time. Measles is a notifiable disease in Singapore. And we will contact trace every single case of close contact so that they will be put on isolation. Infected cases, of course, will need to undergo isolation, either in hospital if they need treatment, or if they are not required for hospitalization, they will undergo mandatory isolation at home up to 21 days. For those who are not immunized and are close contacts, they will need to undergo isolation for up to 21 days. Or if they receive, say, immunization or prophylactic treatment with, say, post-exposure treatment, or if you can show that their immunity has been achieved, they may then leave their isolation much earlier. If they are also vulnerable, that means they are close contacts and they are young children who are not immunized yet, or if they are immunocompromised, or if they are pregnant women, then they could receive, say, post-exposure prophylaxis. And if they show some immunity, they may then be taken off the isolation much earlier.